WCBS News Time, 12:21. Well, as every Harry Potter fan knows, the last movie in the series opens today, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. But before the movies, of course, there were the books. And joining us live is Ben Zimmer, executive producer of VisualThesaurus.com, Vocabulary.com, and, of course, our resident language maven. So, Ben, you've been writing about the wonderful use of language in the Potter books. Give us a few of your fave examples.
Well, yeah, I think one thing that really appeals to readers, both young and old, of the Harry Potter books is how J.K. Rowling was so inventive in her use of language. And so, I mean, there are such great evocative character names like Lord Voldemort or Severus Snape. But there are also just fun phrases that are put in there as well. If a character is surprised, the character might, you know, a wizard or a witch might say, Merlin's beard or gulping gargoyles. And there's just a lot of playfulness with language in the books.
Do you think those words are going to become part of the popular vernacular long after the frenzy is over?
Well, one word in particular, muggle, has already really entered the vernacular. There's an entry for it in the Oxford English Dictionary. A muggle is a person who possesses no magical powers in the Harry Potter universe, but people use it more to mean just someone who lacks particular skills or knowledge. So, for instance, computer hackers will talk about non-hackers as muggles. And so that word has definitely taken off. And I think that other ones, too, will stick around because there's a whole generation that's grown up with the books and the movies.
That's so true. Do you also think that part of the appeal is because J.K. Rowling is British?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. For an American audience, I think that the British nature of the books and the movies lend a little more exoticism to it. And so you hear American fans taking on British expressions like saying, blimey, or he's such a dunderhead, or he's a git. And those are British expressions, but now Americans are exposed to them too.
Now, I guess you have to confess, you're not a true Potter maniac, I understand.
Well, I enjoy the movies. I haven't really gotten into the books, so I guess you could call me a muggle when it comes to the Harry Potter universe, but I'm becoming educated. My wife and other big Harry Potter fans have really gotten me more and more into that whole world.
Now, are you going to read the books, do you think, or will you wait? Or
you know, I have a 5-year-old son, and I'd like to read the books with him as he gets older and experience it that way. I think that these books will certainly last a long time, the movies as well, of course, as new generations discover them.
That sounds like a capital idea, by the way. Thank you very much for joining us, as always. That's Ben Zimmer, executive producer of VisualThesaurus.com, Vocabulary.com, and also, by the way, there is a link to his column on the language of Harry Potter at our website, CBSNewYork.com.